boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I was a little taken aback when I walked into your office about an hour ago, Destiny. And you have a full-on Instapot.
Mm-hmm.
Cooking up, like, home-style dinner for lunch.
It kind of looked like a Thanksgiving meal, honestly.
It smelled like one. I didn't notice it was sitting there. I'm like, wow, it kind of smells like mashed potatoes back here. And you go, don't mind me just cooking up my lunch. I brought my Instapot.
I did. Okay, so let me explain why I did that.
A full size, by the way. I don't want to. It's not like a mini travel Instapot.
Okay, so I told you I'm really into, I don't have the real thing because it's too expensive, but they're called Super Cubes. Basically, so I have the knockoff version, okay? But they're like silicone molds, and they're usually like in squares or rectangles. Mm-hmm. And you make your meal, you put it in the silicone mold, and then you freeze it. And then you can make it whenever you want, and it literally tastes like the day you made it.
Mm-hmm.
And as somebody who literally like gets the ick with the same meal after day two, this mm-hmm. is way easier for me because I could grab something different every single day.
Right.
But when I did this on Tuesday, I just put it in the microwave and I just felt like it wasn't that good, like just nuking it in the microwave.
Yeah.
So instead, I was like, how can I have this meal but make it more fresher, if that makes sense?
Yeah.
So I did the Instapot and I did slow cook mode.
At the office.
Yes. No. Let me tell you, I don't think this is going to be an everyday thing because for me, this was kind of like a trial run to see if I'm going to allow myself to buy a heated lunchbox. Because that's what I want.
That exists?
Yeah, girl, look it up. It's not that expensive either. But it's like a little, like, you know, lunchbox that heats your meal up for you.
You are living like an astronaut. Like frozen meals and heated boxes.
Yeah. For just one night, Taylor.
Oh, no.
Let your bestie stay the night. Just one night is all I ask.
Why?
Neighbor man's sick. You know how this goes.
Okay, well, it is your fault.
It is. Okay, so I was on like a 2-week vacation for the holidays, right? And then at the very, very end of it, I got the flu.
Uh-huh.
And I'm still like dealing with it. I still don't feel good, but I'm coming to work. I got to get the job done, right? I will admit that when I was like really, really down for the count in the first several days, what I did was just, I got right up there and snuggled in on him. And I was just sleeping. He should have known I was going to get him sick.
You infested him.
I did. And last night, I went to pick him up from work, and he goes, I'm blaming you for my sore throat.
Mm-hmm.
He's sick. He was going to go to work today, and this man, honestly, looked like roadkill. I was like, you should not go to work. Respectfully, stay home.
Wow.
So I made him stay home because he looked dead.
Well, you're not being very nice about it. For somebody that's down bad right now, you're not helping.
I love him. He just looks like death.
Like roadkill.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I'm dying for a new TV show to become emotionally dependent on.
You really love that Hallmark show I got you into, Finding Mr. Christmas.
I have been broken since it ended.
I know.
As you can tell, uh-huh. I've been really struggling. And one show that, you know.
Nobody believed
I'll
you.
I'll never recover. I never will. But a show I feel like is on the up and up, and me and you have talked about wanting to get into it, is The Traitors.
Uh-huh. It's just because I see everybody talking about it. It looks juicy. I just haven't sat down and actually watched it.
I haven't either, and I have no idea what it's about, but it returns to Peacock tonight.
Okay.
And I think now is the time that we dive in headfirst.
Okay.
However, I don't really want to go in blind because I have no idea what happens on The Traitors.
I don't want to be confused for the first 30 minutes trying to figure out the show when really I need to be figuring out, I don't know, like who I like, who I don't like. You know what I'm saying? Or
right.
Paying attention to little details.
We need the basics. So I did a little bit of researching and put it in our own language so that we could understand
it. You put it in Gen Z girly terms.
Yes, I did. So they're taking all of these celebrities and throwing them into a bougie castle. Okay.
Nice.
And some of them are what they call the faithfuls. That's the normal girlies who are just trying to survive.
Question.
And not get backstabbed.
Do you like pull a card and you know you're faithful?
I'm getting there.
Oh, sorry. Shut up.
I'm getting there. You have the faithfuls and you have the traitors, which are the undercover ops. Okay, they're the bad guys who are playing like mafia, basically, and can take people out.
I have another question, and I'm sure you're going to get to it.
Well, yeah, let me get to it.
Okay, just my question really quick is, do we know right away?
Yes, okay. I'm getting there. This is painful. We know who they are. That's why we're not playing along. It's like a stress test for us viewers because we know who the faithfuls and the traitors are.
They don't, though.
They know what I would know if I'm a traitor or a faithful.
But I wouldn't know that you are.
Right, that's the whole point of the game. The faithfuls are trying to sniff out the traitors. Now, I wanted to know, like, okay, so how many, is it even teams or like how many of each are there?
Yeah,
it's been different every season. Majority, though, is faithfuls. So think like 12 to 18 of them are going to be faithfuls. 3 to 4 of them are probably going to be traitors. And we will know who they are. They're just assigned it when they join the show. Sometimes, though, in the past, they've put new traitors in mid-season. Like, they'll throw somebody in and be like, oh, we're adding
tea.
Whoever this is. So the fun part is it's a mystery for them and not for us. Now, there's two ways to get eliminated. Murder.
Not actually, Ryan.
Not actually.
Okay.
They all sleep in the castle, right? And then overnight, the traitors can decide who's murdered. And then they wake up the next day, they have breakfast together, and that one person is gone, kicked out, murdered, and they're just booted off the show. Or there's the banishment roundtable, where this is where things get juicy. They all sit together, and you can vote who you think a traitor is. So they're yelling at each other, like, I know you're lying because you scratched your eyebrow weird, and then they scream about things.
Wow.
Yeah, and then they can vote people out. So the point is to try to get the traitors out. The traitors are trying to blend in, if that makes sense. So that's the two ways people get out. How they win. Throughout the show, everybody does missions and it adds money to the prize pot, but only the last people standing get the money. So if the faithfuls eliminate all the traitors before the finale, faithfuls get the money.
So it's kind of like Squid Games.
Yes.
If you think about it, there are the people who want to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the people who are like, I'm just here for the money. That's the traitors.
Exactly. But if even one trainer sneaks into the finale, they get all the money. And the faithfuls go home.
Why do the celebrities need the money?
You know what? Is it even real money or is it like Monopoly money? That's the question I should have asked.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
What do you think about doing another bracket for a TV show? This time, Taylor, I swear it's not for a Hallmark show.
Yeah, because you're going to have to let me recover till next Christmas for that.
We've done two now brackets. We did it for Dancing with the Stars with a couple coworkers where we tried to figure out each week who was going to get eliminated.
Yeah.
Then I convinced you into doing another bracket for the Hallmark show, Finding Mr. Christmas, where they find out who's going to be the next leading man of a Hallmark movie.
Mm-hmm.
Can we do another one? But this time, can we do it for traitors?
Mm-hmm.
We just talked about how the show's on tonight. We've never watched it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this will motivate us to get through the end of the whole season.
Right, right, right.
And also the app that we do our brackets on keeps telling me there's a traitor one.
I am nervous because I don't know what's happening.
I'm nervous because I don't know anyone.
I don't know a lot of I'm not in the Bravo universe. I'm not in the Survivor, Big Brother, like any of those people. I have no idea.
I only know Donna Kelsey, Mark Ballas, and that one guy who murdered on Only Murders in the Building.
Michael Rapaport. Mm-hmm. I didn't know who that was. I like the Love Island people. I have no faith in them. Maura Higgins and Rob Roush and Monet Exchange from RuPaul's Drag Race. Those are my three. Beyond that.
Do we want to do it then, even though we don't know majority of the cast?
I feel like it could be interesting to track our progress. Maybe like we start off really bad and then we find out we're really good at it. Will it make me actually finish the show if I end up hating it? Which I don't think I will. I think it'll be a good motivator, maybe.
Okay. Okay. Are we putting anything on the line?
Can we not?
Please, because I...
like bragging rights?
No shaving head, no nothing.
I thought you were going to say, like, no shave January. I'm, like, already done.
She's I've been doing it since October.
Completed. I'm giving you permission to be the gym police right now and tell me if I'm in the right or if I'm in the wrong.
Finally.
I don't care how long I've been going to the gym. I still feel like an outsider. And, like, I don't know what the gym people do? Like, what's the protocol?
Yeah, what's the rules?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm always unsure. So I was at the gym the other night with my boyfriend, Curly. We were squatting, as we do. And I felt like, you know, like when you feel like somebody's looking at you and you're like, I can't tell where, like, I feel eyes on me. And that's not normal at my gym. Everybody is like, keeps to themselves. Yeah. I don't know anybody at the gym. Like, I feel like somebody's looking at me. So I turn around and it's actually a girl that I know from dance classes that I take. I go, oh my gosh, I know who that is. And we make eye contact and I smile and I wave. And then I turn back around to my boyfriend and go back to working out. And in that moment, I was like, wait a minute. Is that what I was supposed to do? Like, I waved from across the room. She smiled and waved back. Was I supposed to, like, go over there and strike up a convo? Because I couldn't tell if she had just gotten there. Or I'm like, we're in the middle of our workout. And then by the time we were leaving, she was on a machine. So I still didn't say anything beyond that then. Because I'm like, I don't want to interrupt your workout just to say, like, hi.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I think I might shock you with some of the questions I'm going to ask you, coming from the person who loves to talk and loves interactions.
Mm-hmm.
My first question to you is, would you want her to come over to you?
Mm.
Ask yourself that. Probably not. Oh, look at me. I'm answering the question for you.
Yeah, I guess probably. If I was in the middle of something.
You have your headphones on. Yeah. You're in the zone.
Unless
right?
we're like walking in, walking out. I feel like that's chatty time. Otherwise, you're in the middle of your workout, right?
Exactly. That's where I'm going to go into the next thing, which is when whether she was on the treadmill or you're doing, you know, a set or so, you don't really want to like stop your body too much to talk and then have to try to get back into it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be hard. You know what I mean? It's like when you're working, right? And you're tip tap typing, you're working on like data entry or whatever. And then a coworker comes over and is like, guess what Steven is doing? And then they talk your ear off for 20 minutes. And now you're like,
I was in a flow state and you just ruined it.
What data have I already entered?
Right.
So that's how I feel.
I'm actually surprised.
I know.
Would you follow that yourself? I swear, if you saw anybody that you've met once,
I think
into your
I
gym,
saw an ex at the gym the other day and I ignored him. You're welcome. See, I do follow the rules. But I don't think any ex wants to talk to me. That's the thing right there.
Yeah, that was probably in your best interest.
I was telling you a couple minutes ago that my boyfriend, neighbor man, is currently at home. I said he looks like roadkill, and I meant that in the most respectful way, but he's sicker than sick. It's my fault. I had the flu. Now I have passed it on to him.
Mm-hmm.
He don't look well. But as I was leaving for work, I said, okay, honey, I'm going. Do you need me to stop at the store and get soup? He goes, no, just leave me here. I go, okay, just know that like when you wake up in a couple of hours, there is no food and you have no car.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm fine. I'm going to be okay. I don't know about that. If he calls me and he tells me he's hungry, I will have to leave.
I don't.
Or I guess DoorDash it. But.
I don't think you like this is the man a man thing. I constantly am leaving my boyfriend home alone with no food, and he just I don't know what he does. He just survives.
We sound like bad parents.
Or they scavenge, and I don't know what it is they find.
They be eating the most. They're like, oh, there's pudding like mix in the cupboard. I'm just gonna eat the powder.
Oh, yeah, I'll put it on Cool Whip, and suddenly that's like the best high-protein meal ever. That's what he's probably doing today.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I'm going to put you on blast as the new office hermit crab who doesn't leave her shell. Because
try not to.
We walk, believe it or not, we've said it before, we do not share an office. Ooh.
They hate each other. That's what everyone always thinks. No.
No. No tea.
No, because if we shared an office, it would be talking the entire time.
Right. And you know what? We got things to do, money to be made. All right? And we wouldn't do it if we sat in the same room. So we don't. We sit on opposite ends of the building, really, truly. And we walk into the studio to, you know, get ready for the show. And you go, is it raining out there? I'm like, what do you mean? It's been raining all day.
I had no clue. I'm not going to lie. Well, what's the difference between your office and my office? Your office has a window.
Yeah, but I don't face it. I face the opposite way.
So then did you hear it? Did you, like, how did you know it was raining?
I heard it. And then also my light sensor, if I don't move, my lights turn off.
Okay.
And I can tell if it's really dark outside when my lights shut off and it's like pitch black in there. So today my lights went off.
So that's kind of what helped you.
So I was like, oh my gosh, it's really dark out. What's going on out there? And I'm like, oh my God, it's raining.
I can't, unless it's really, really windy, I do not hear anything in my office.
You're in a bunker.
I'm literally in the, it's a tornado room. Like if we were to have one, that's where we go. It's my office because it's like, it's no windows. It's a bunker. And so I came in. It wasn't because I heard the rain. I could smell it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it's raining, isn't it? And you were like, what do you mean it's raining? I had no idea.
Because you,
I would have walked outside and been like, oh.
Ew. Well, I hope you would. I hope you would realize it before you were like soaking wet, probably.
Just so you know, messing up is their middle name. It's bloopers with those girls in the afternoon.
Yeah, and I feel like you and I. What am I saying?
I don't know. That was scary.
What's scary? According to
Australian of you.
According to what is happening
a
here?
A new study.
You should see some sunshine on Saturday with a high near 53. It's cloudy in my brain, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you done?
I hope so.
Yeah, that was enough.
If you bought me a bra that you thought would look good, I wouldn't think that's weird, but I might question it a little bit.
Okay. Don't buy me undies.
Okay, so bras, okay, got it.
Yeah. No, wait, no. No. Off limits.
I'll tell you why my room smells like alcohol coming up into some.
Whoa.
I mean, he has tons of bubble butts.
1029, but so far 19. Nope. I almost read the question. I'm like, but so far 19% of people. No, I don't know what's
That's
happening.
That's my job. You stay over there.
Sorry.
It's sunny with a high near 79.
Right now.
Hello. Right now, it is.
I think at this point, it's once every day, dude.
I'll just start yelling loud enough that your mic picks me up.
We are going to give you a mystery. What am I saying? Have I been drinking? A mysterious.
Because they have a lot of like preliminary rounds.
Tomorrow, we'll wake up to more showers and thunderstorms. Likely. Just kidding. It's mainly in the afternoon. It'll be.
Psych. Just making sure everybody's paying attention. Hey. What are you doing?
And then Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 39.
God, she's rusty.
I haven't done radio in a week, and I forget when you're allowed to swallow.
Oh, yikes.
Seriously, can you believe these two do this every day?
Like every day?
It's those girls in the afternoon. Weekdays 3 until 7 on Z102.9.
You know me. I'm just dying for the day that neighbor man gets down on one knee, and he finally asks me, will you marry me? I've just been waiting, just over here since day
so
one.
We all have, because you talk about it every day. I mean, and I mean that truly, like that's not an over an exaggeration.
No, I really be doing that. But I was telling you, like, I thought he was going to do it New Year's Eve. You thought maybe Christmas was also an option. Mm-hmm. I did tell him, please don't do Christmas. Would I have been mad? No, but I kindly did say, please don't do that one, because the last engagement happened on Christmas. And
right,
I was,
a little bad juju.
Yeah, exactly. So now that he didn't do it on New Year's Eve, I'm like, I have no idea when it's coming. It could be tomorrow for all I know.
Right.
I have no clue. But the day I do not want it to happen is my birthday, which is literally a month away on February 9th. Please, for the love of God, don't do it on my birthday.
I am shocked by that because it's a day that's already all about you, which you love. You love your birthday.
Mm-hmm, I do.
So in my head, I'm like trying to think like destiny. Okay. Doesn't that like tops off destiny day?
Okay. No. Listen, you are right. I'm a firm believer that my birthday is one of those days that I have a hard time treating myself, but that is the one day I allow myself to treat me. Mm-hmm. Like I will go to my favorite restaurant. I'll go to Target for hours and spend stupid amount of money. Like that is my day for me. Okay. I like to be left alone. I like to just enjoy the birth of me. Okay.
Right.
And so it's already a happy day for me. I don't want to add. Now, listen, you got to go with me on this one. I don't want to add another happiness to it.
Oh, God, too much happiness. How could he?
Now, listen, okay? Because, like, why couldn't we have it be, I don't know, the day before, the day after, all week, whatever. Why can't a girl have two happy days?
I'm not.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I know. I'm not disagreeing.
Why do we have to put all happiness on one?
This is surprising coming from you.
No, I want to have as multiple happy days as I can. I need something to live for. So I need to have it on two separate days. Also, I don't want it to be an excuse as that is my birthday gift. Because it's not.
Well, what
that was bought forever ago.
Okay, but now I'm giving you a scenario. You go out to your birthday dinner, okay? You open up whatever gift you asked mm-hmm. for. You go out to dinner. Oh my God, you just bit into a roll and there's a ring in there. And now suddenly you're getting proposed to on your birthday. But you got to do all the birthday things before and the day ends.
No. And it has nothing to do with the gift. Although that is a nice thing.
You just said it was about the gift.
I said it mostly to me is I just want 2 days of happiness. Can a girl have 2 days of happiness?
No, I don't think so.
I may not have the ring on my finger, but I do know when me and neighbor man are getting married. I got the date and everything.
I mean, you're working backwards, I guess, a little bit. I don't know.
We're getting married March 31st.
Oh.
So there are 2 days that are really significant to us. New Year's Eve is our 2 years ago was when we had our very first date. So we really love New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
March 31st, why that's significant is because we had our first date on New Year's Eve. Then he made me wait until March 31st to ask if we could be boyfriend and girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another like significant date in our, I was going to say in our marriage, in our relationship.
Right.
See, I'm moving quickly. Yeah. Mm. So last night, just casually, because you know me, I like to poke the bear as much as I can. As he's getting undressed from work, I go, so can we get married on March 31st? And not even a second later, he goes, yeah. I was like,
quick.
Really? Like, girl, I don't have a dress. And do you know how far in advance you have to get a dress? Like, we're going to have to panic now.
Well, yeah.
And I said, wait, really? And he goes, yeah. I'm down for March 31st. First, and I go, honey, that means we have like less than 2 months to get our like ducks in a row. And he goes,
and you're not even engaged.
Okay, wait, bring that up. He goes, oh, you were talking March 31st of 2026. I thought you meant 2027. Girl, I'm not.
Oh,
he gonna make me wait?
Well, until- you. I'm scared because if you seriously are doing March 31st, I am scared of the woman you're about to become. If you're trying to plan a full wedding in 2 months.
Taylor, I was just poking the bear. I don't think I would actually want to get married.
No, you have a look in your eye. I know that twinkle of crazy.
You ever had something go viral or become really, really popular? Now everybody wants to buy it or everyone wants to try it. And you just like don't understand because to you, it's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
No disrespect if you love it, but I cannot stand protein coffee. And that's shocking coming from the girl that is always trying to have high protein snacks, meals, things like that. I tried it like a year ago. There's a girl that I really love to follow on TikTok, and she always does like protein coffees.
Mm-hmm.
So me and my boyfriend, Abraham, we tried it. We've tried it hot. We've tried it cold. It is disgusting every time I try it. Then a couple, like a month or two ago, I was seeing it going really viral with a popular like coffee shop. They were trying it in cold foams, but then I saw some people being like, it's not that good. It was giving me the ick because I'm thinking back to the day of me trying the protein coffee. I'm seeing it go viral again with another coffee shop, and I'm just like, I can't do it. I'm sure it'll be great because maybe they'll make it correctly versus me. I just can't. I tried it once. I made it nasty. I can't do it again.
Dude, it's a phase. We are in the protein era.
We are.
Everything is protein this, protein broccoli, protein coffee. It's like, can I just have
protein hair shampoo?
Oh my God. You know what I saw? People are predicting the next fad is going to be?
Well, at first, I think it's funny because we started with keto a couple years ago.
Keto.
Then it was protein.
Protein.
Is it going to go back to keto?
I've seen people think everything is going to be fiber.
Oh my God.
Fiber coffee. That sounds like a nightmare.
No, you know what? I hate to admit this. I would love that. I don't feel that I go number two enough.
Okay, and see, that's why I don't need to hear about it. No, I'm boycotting
fiber diet!
The fiber movement. Never.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I know you already shared your resolutions for the year, Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't share mine because I don't make them.
No, we need to change that about you.
I know. I don't know. I just, it's so rigid.
Look at her. She's coming up with excuses.
I don't like it. It's not my thing. It's never worked.
She doesn't want accountability.
Yeah, exactly. I like to win. You know?
And every day I win when I have nothing to.
When I have no goals. That's exactly right. But I have seen TikTok is full of how people are planning to achieve their goals for the year. And one thing that I have seen that I think is not only going to be specifically for one of your goals be beneficial, but this is something I could see myself doing. I would just need to hone in on what I want to do. That is 2026 punch cards.
Okay, I have been seeing this and I've been thinking about it, to be quite honest with you.
So people are using it to track. I mean, it could be daily habits. It could be monthly. It could be weekly, whatever you want it to be. But instead of doing like a vague resolution, which is work out more or be on my phone less, you kind of specify it more, like went to the gym or cooked at home. That's where you come in because you want to do that more. Mm-hmm. Read 15 pages, whatever. And then you make a little sheet and you can make it as cutesy as you want. Put as many punch holes as you want. So if you want to say went to the gym and put 31 days on it, you could give yourself a punch every time you go. And then at the bottom, you say, this is going to be the reward that you get when you punch all of the
new gym set, like a new outfit, yes, for the gym. Yeah.
I love that.
Uh-huh. And I love me a punch card.
I feel like this is genius. And I really, it stuck out to me when I saw people are doing it for cooking at home, because you said one of your goals is to stop going through the drive-thrus and remember there's food at home.
Yeah. And you know what I did last night? I went through the drive-thru.
It's because you don't have a punch card.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Kaler.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I want to write books.
It's such a... You know what? Pop off on your dreams, queen.
Thank you.
You hate writing. That's where I'm a little lost.
I don't mind writing. It's more that I get overwhelmed because I know I'm not good with the grammar. So then I'm like, oh, crap, where does the comma go? Like, I'm not going to lie. I'm not very good at it.
Well, okay? That's what proofreaders are for.
How do you feel about being my
I do have a high hourly rate. I knew you were going to ask
that. Because I want to write some books. It's just, it's the grammar that's really tripping me up. And then another thing that trips me up is that I just know books are like anywhere from, you know, 150 to like 500 plus pages, right? I got some things to say. I just don't know if it's 150 pages worth. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I don't want to ramble on when I could just get to the point, and I feel like I'd make a good impact on that point.
I like that that's what you're worried about and you haven't started writing it, is how many pages it's going to be. What are these?
Well, that you're going to have to proofread one day.
Yeah.
Okay.
For lots of money.
So one of them that I want to write about is the story of me and my boyfriend, Neighbor Man. Because I feel like how we started, why he's called Neighbor Man, how we started dating, I feel like it's a cute little Hallmarky feel-good story. And I feel like it's fun. It would be fun to tell it.
Okay.
Because it's also real. It's not like a made-up love story. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's option number one. And then the other two, well, they're dark.
Oh, God. Okay.
And what I want to write is about being in like a toxic relationship.
Yes.
Because I was in one before Neighbor Man. And I would love to just to tell anyone who's reading the book, you're not crazy. If these things are happening, yes, it really is in fact toxic.
Mm-hmm.
And here's how you can get yourself out. It's going to be a journey to get yourself out, and it's going to be a journey after. The other one that's also dark, toxic work environments, because I've had that before.
Mm.
And I feel like everybody's, you know, had a job where it's a toxic work environment. Mm-hmm. And wouldn't it be nice to read about that and be like, oh my God, if not crazy.
Oh, well, yeah, because I feel like if people are like, it's a canon event. You have to go through it and then you settle in.
Uh-huh. You need, yeah, it will get better, right? Or just do it because it's a nice paycheck.
Can I make a suggestion?
Go on.
Can you make that one a picture book? I'll illustrate for you.
The one about a toxic work environment?
Yeah, how funny would that be with like stick figures and stuff?
And flames everywhere.
And you don't have to make it 150 pages then.
I'm concerned on how I'm even breathing. I'm awake right now because I got no sleep last night.
It's the worst feeling, being like all day. You're like, I don't know how I'm functioning. Am I even functioning?
Am I even working right now?
Did I even sleep 10 minutes last night?
Uh-huh. I couldn't sleep for the life of me. This is two nights in a row, and I don't know if it's like, after being sick, like, I don't know what is going on, but I cannot sleep for the life of me. On top of that, right when I'm going, and it's after 2 a.m. Finally, it's like, you're not fully asleep, but you're also not awake. You're like that in between, you know? I'm there. And then all of a sudden I hear,
Ew.
I got that all over my microphone.
Oh, God.
It's my boyfriend, neighbor man. Just, he, I've told you he's sick right now. Mm-hmm. And he just kept doing that every 2 seconds. He could not breathe. So he just felt like, and he wasn't blowing his nose. No. He was just like doing whatever with his nose to try to open the passageway. I don't even know. And it was so loud. I can't deal with this again, night two.
So what do you, okay, because I know like,
you know what I almost did?
Some people will kick him out.
I almost kicked him out, but then I was like, the responsible and nice thing to do when you love somebody is that you go find somewhere else to sleep. So really? We have a guest bedroom. There's clothes all over that we really need to fold, so I could just throw them on the ground. That seemed like too much work. I also thought about sleeping downstairs on the couch, but that's not comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So what I ended up doing is I ended up sleeping where your feet go, and I slept the opposite way. So that
did that work?
It ended up making me fall asleep quickly, but did it help with the sound? Not really.
Interesting. I've never thought about that because I've had the same thing. I sleep with a snorer and sometimes he be snoring. And normally I just get mean and I shove him and he will stop. But sometimes it doesn't work. I've never thought about going the other way. But my
girl, I swear by it.
I'm a kicker though in my sleep.
Well, that's fine.
Well, instead
your
of kicking
fault,
his,
you're on the other side.
Kicking his feet, I'll be kicking him in the nose.
No, I am a firm believer that if I can't sleep, I just have to change my environment. And it's as simple as going to the opposite side of the bed. It could also be going to the guest bedroom. It could be going to the couch. But it's really as simple as sleeping the other way, and it will knock me out.
Mm.
Sleep the other way. Let him deal with your feet.
Okay, I guess I'll report back when he has a broken nose.
Don't you feel dumb?
No, I do not.
We're talking about Stranger Things. Now, Taylor has already watched, what season are they in?
Five.
Season five. She's done. Series is over for her. And for most people as well, because, well, they're done. However, you have went down a black hole. I'm not even going to call it a rabbit hole because it's black. It's a black hole. It's just full of like garby of people saying like, oh, there's definitely going to be more to this. There's a secret episode dropping, blah, 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 blah. You thought that was dropping last night.
Well, there was some clues that pointed to that, and then a whole lot of nothing happened. Although Netflix did crash because there were so many people
shut the front door
who got on at 7 p.m. thinking there would be an episode. Mm-hmm. So,
how you feeling over there?
I don't want to talk about it because I have been on this train since before it became hashtag conformity gate. I was telling my boyfriend Curly about this immediately after the finale. I thought something weird was up. And he thought I was crazy. And for a week following, every night, I'd be like, can you just listen to me? I think something's happening, blah, blah, blah. Now he's finally on the train since everybody on TikTok has lost their freaking marbles. I still am holding out hope. I don't know when it's going to come out. I think it's all part of the plan.
Oh, Jesus. All right. I just want you to know that, like, Taylor last night was like, this is happening. It's dropping any minute now. I'm so excited for this new episode that has not even been confirmed by anyone.
Mm-hmm. It also has not been not confirmed.
And she's like, it didn't happen last night, so me and my boyfriend were really sad, so we had to have a pizza.
Well, yeah, we didn't want to make dinner, and we had Stranger Things pizzas in the freezer that were Stranger Things branded.
Of course.
I got a sticker that says Demogorgon Hunter, so that made me feel a little happier for like 5 minutes.
That's what you do when a kid is crying. You give them a sticker, and they'll shut up, hopefully.
And I might do it again tonight because I'm still kind of sad.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Yeah, my professionalism has gone out the door in 2026.
My New Year's resolution is to be less professional.
Yes, amen, hallelujah. So today is National Pass Gas Day. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do a farting trivia question.
I've
been waiting for this moment.
Say that I ever saw this one coming.
I did.
Okay.
Happy National Pass Gas Day. On average, people fart how many times a day?
Wow. I mean, there's no beating around the bush with this one.
I said I was going to do it.
We're doing it. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
God, I hope some kids are in the car right now. I'm sure they're having a blast hearing us talking about farts.
I mean, that seems to be the target audience, like 12-year-old boys and you. Who thinks toots are funny?
We tend to get along.
Of course. One and the same.
Happy National Pass Gas Day. On average, people fart how many times a day?
Texting.
I really want to do the arm fart. I'm sorry.
Can you? That's something I've never been able to do.
I could. Is that a disgrace if I do it on the radio?
Well, I mean, do you need to practice and then maybe come back?
I don't
back
know if I've ever done it before. I want
oh my
to
God.
Try. I feel pretty sweaty, so I feel like I could.
Oh, good. Okay. Well,
Maybe I will.
I'm going to send a picture to producer Ben so that when he's pressing the buttons tomorrow morning that you're also pressing, that he just knows that's where your hand has been.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting. For Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. I just want to tell you what's been going on in the studio. So Isaac left. He's been over there helping our brother station, 1600 ESPN. And he said, all right, girls, have a good night. And we were like, hey, before you leave, you've got a minute 45. And this was before or last time we talked to you. So you got a minute 45 to get in your car. You cannot miss tonight's trivia question.
Mm-hmm.
He just texts me. He says, wow, glad I didn't miss that. Because the question tonight is for National Pass Gas Day. You're welcome.
I mean, yeah, you're welcome is all I can say.
It is National Pass Gas Day, and tonight's trivia question, on average, people fart how many times a day?
Like, really serious business here tonight?
I swear, if you don't take this trivia question to work tomorrow, what have I done for you? What is this program for?
Nothing. Actually, nothing at all. Not a single thing. You can still text in your guests if you feel so inclined to 319-200-1029. But so far, Jill said 15 times.
Hey, that's, you know what?
Who be counting? You know what I'm saying?
I don't. I feel like it's 15.
I'm scared of whatever you're going to say next. I don't like what, I just saw you thinking.
Well, I feel like it's 15 times at a time. Once it,
okay.
Why? So far, I don't think I have farted during the show today.
Good to
no,
know.
No, I think that's a lie. Sometimes I just fart and I don't even know I farted until somebody comes around the corner and like, oh, something stinks. I'm like, oh, yeah. I forgot I did that.
Okay. I think that's a you thing.
25, 45 said 25 times. I really can't believe people are texting in for tonight's trivia question.
Listen, you know, it happens. It's a normal function.
You thought 6-7 was stupid. This is stupid.
I mean, let's go back to primal stupid, which is...
A fart joke?
Yes. 8985 said 5 to 10 times.
In my sleep. That seems low. But literally, Neighbor Man farted on me last night in his sleep.
Okay, gross.
And
you literally sound like a 5-year-old tattling on your like sibling.
He did it 5 times. No, he only farted on me once, and I thought about waking him up, and I'm like, you know what? No. True love is being inconvenienced by his fart. So I didn't wake him up.
Wow.
Well,
oh, wow. I'm not left speechless often, but I don't know what to say to that.
Tonight's trivia question for National Pass Gas Day. On average, people fart how many times a day?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer is coming up in two songs. I know you're dying to know.
Oh, you're listening and you want to know?
Yeah. So you can compare notes or... Mm-hmm. Tomorrow.
Once you tell me, I'm going to start counting my farts.
Okay, starting tomorrow, or
should I really? I'll do this for the people. You want me to study how many times I fart?
I guess, yeah.
I'll do it.
Okay, great.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
The question tonight for National Pass Gas Day, on average, how many farts do people have? This is serious, serious research right here. On average, people fart how many times a day?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Trying to act like you don't do nothing over there.
No.
Mm-hmm. 14 times a day. That's on average how many times people fart in one day.
I mean, what an exciting fact to know now.
Let me add one more to you. We fart 14 times a day on average, which is enough gas to fill up a balloon. Would you like some more farting facts?
What kind of balloon are we talking? Just the generic, like, party balloon?
Yeah.
Are we talking, like,
hot air?
My God, you should see a doctor if that's the case for you.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.